dozens were killed and wounded in an explosion near the main square of Ankara on Sunday. At least 37 people were killed and 125 people were wounded and treated at hospitals around the Turkish capital. 30 people were killed on the spot, and 4 others died in hospital, said a member of Turkey's health ministry. During the late night, 3 more people died at medical centers. The explosion took place near Kizilay Square, near foreign embassies and government buildings. It was the 3rd bombing in the capital during the past 6 months. An Interior Ministry official said the blast was caused by a car bomb. The bomb was set off between buses to cause greater injuries and deaths, he said. Another government official in Turkey told the Associated Press that police said the attack was carried out by 2 bombers. Police think one of the bombers was a woman. Police suspect Kurdish militants. There has been no claim of responsibility for the violence. The attacks targeted the Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK. That news came from the state-run Turkish news agency. 9 F-16 and 2 F-4 jets raided 18 positions against PKK. Police also carried out raids in southern Turkey and detained suspected rebels. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said the fight against terrorism will continue and his country will defend itself from attacks. PKK has fought a 30-year guerrilla war against Turkey. PKK wants more autonomy for the Kurds in southeastern Turkey. The Islamic State group has been blamed for bombings in Turkey. IS was blamed for a suicide bombing at a peace rally in October. I'm Pete Mustoe.